Roddy, what's it like knowing that there's only 42 other people on this planet that have 700 receptions in the NFL?
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to it. You know, every year I just go out there and just play football, you know, and, you know, the numbers are what the numbers are. But, you know, I just feel like I ain't quite finished playing football yet. So, you know, I got a ways to go. But, you know, my mom called me and told me that the other day. And, you know, just to make it that far, I never thought I would play 10 years in the NFL, you know, and rather catch 700 passes. So that's a great achievement, you know, for an individual. But, I have some team goals that I want to meet.
Takes a lot of film study. What's jumping out on the Bears secondary?
Oh, they look good. They look good. They get turnovers. They get turnovers. They play the ball very well. They're really good in cover two and zone dropping and things like that. They get their backers in the lanes and stuff like that, and they can rush the passer. They got a couple guys that's got a lot of sacks out there, and they do a lot of things good. It looks like a really good Bears defense. You know, they get after you, and they can get you in them third and longs and let those guys get out the field and pass rush, then we're going to be in for a long day.
You feel like you guys are staying pretty loose this week. I mean, you got a home game. You guys have played well at home, but then you've got that long stretch on the road where y'all haven't done so well.
Yeah. I feel confident every time we come home. You know, every time. I guess we're just a different team when we play in the dome. You know, the energy's a lot higher. We get, you know, we rally behind the crowd and, you know, just a lot more excitement. You know, I think we just got to pick it up more on the road, you know, whenever we go back out there. But, you know, when we're home, you know, everybody's relaxed, everybody's confident, and, you know, and everybody's playing at a high level, you know, at home, and we're getting off to such great starts and things like that. So we got to continue to do that. This is a good football team that we're playing offensively and defensively. You know, and they've had leads in games and, you know, kind of let some of them go, get away from them. So they're very dangerous.
Julio has definitely downplayed the whole Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, you know, thing. Same with you, or are you just kind of like, hey, we're not worried about that?
We can't worry about them because they're not on the field when we're on the field. So, you know, we got to go out there and execute and do our part and help our team win, you know, on the offensive side of the ball and just be more consistent. You know, we've been consistent, you know, in certain areas and at certain times in the game, but it hasn't been for four quarters. So we're still trying to put, you know, pieces together to where we can figure it out how to play four quarters of consistent football.
But you do have respect for their games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brandon Marshall is a really good friend of mine, you know, and we're really cool. And, you know, we've been that way since he's been in the NFL. You know, I met him a whole long time ago, and, you know, we kind of gelled off of that. So, you know, I always look at him and see what he's doing and, you know, how he's holding up throughout the season. He's a real good player.
How important is it to start, finish, and keep that momentum during the whole game?
We got to do that. You know, like I said, we haven't played four quarters of consistent football. I feel like we're just waiting on our time to come to where we go out there and execute, you know, for four quarters. And, you know, if we can do that and be consistent at it, we'll score a lot of points, you know, if we can go out there and do that. So got to eliminate the three and outs, you know, getting behind the chains and stuff like that, getting behind the sticks. And just go out there and just relax and play football.
Roddy, is this a must-win game?
They're all must-win games. I mean, we got to stay in division hunt. You know, we're one game out of first place right now. So it is a must-win, especially coming back at home and going being back in the dome and how well we played. So we got to go out there and get us a win and get back to .500 and try to take off from there.
Do you feel like, in a weird way, it's kind of an encouraging fact, the fact that y'all hadn't played as well as you can, but you're not that far out?
Yeah, it's always encouraging. That's a good thing our coaches keep telling us. You know, we're scoring a lot of points, and we're a top five offense, and all these great stats, and we're not playing well. So we got to find other ways and find ways to just be more consistent. You know, go out there and execute like we're supposed to, how we do it at practice, and we'll be fine.
Has Devin Hester talked to you at all about the emotions of facing his former team on Sunday?
No, he's been quiet the whole week. He's been Devin Hester. That's, you know, he don't really, you know, get riled up and things like that throughout the week or, you know, be competitive. I think Eric Weems would be more of a rah-rah guy than Devin is, you know, and he'll be ready to go on Sunday, I can tell you that. But other than that, you know, Devin's been Devin. You know, he's just kind of relaxed, you know, kind of laid back, you know, just anticipate the game. But, you know, once he starts playing and things like that, then he'll be fine.